waku VOA Ndebele.
Amathono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakobulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. UZulu wakobulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhuluma abantu selibona kunama private citizens alembobho emkhulu kanjana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali ligwaza umhlaba. Kodwa akakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo ukuthi abantu badubeka, and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi okufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama robberies aya isanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal. Akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obunengi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe ikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha loludaba.
Sekuneminyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledomboritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki ezijiyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi zithi zile themba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zaziphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisekukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananias Nyathi odlala etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo, ikakhulu ngesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula inkulungwane ezine 4,000 emathebeleland south.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibili mina ngibona ngangustandwane bona nqapha manje 1974 khathi esidamu sileqhiza ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli izasinceda sizafaka izivande zembhida and lezifuyo seziphilile. Kade ezingikhuluma sokwathi ungabhoda edamlile nasokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona leli damlele siyabonga sibili selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini
amazwi kanyati agcizelelwe ngumgcini isihlalo ekomiti ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledomboritsitsa umnumzana philani gwebu
kathesi sikha amanzi esihamba sisiyawathatha ungaba ngumango phose ongaba yi-4 kilometers lapho sithatha khona amanzi okunani so ikuza kwaba lo mbono lokuthi senze idamu sizuze ukusizakala ngodubo lwamanzi ekunatheni thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo uhlupho olukhona lapha yikuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancediswa lapha lalapha
izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile nangumangweyo laleziko emzini emnengi unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North
sibe lenhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso ye-CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu nge-material badala bayasebenza khonapha i-community yesebenza kodwa kabala kudla bakudla besebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu esilesifisa ukuthi nxa singathola ukuncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala ngoba sikukhanleyo ukuthi i-community yaphatheka yesebenza khonapho obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha kodwa kabala zuzo engathi bayithola ngathi umbe ngathi liholo umbe allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje
inhlanganiso yemelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMIN Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi asechile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo azisela manzi ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile kulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabe Gwanda Community Share Ownership Trust usobhuku wegungu umnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esazile minyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi
idamu khona kwegungu kukhanya liyalungisa siyelikwathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo sibona ngane hayi amanzi zizakuba lawo okwakathesi siphila ngegorane yiko lapho asihlanganela khona abantu ukuthi amazanate ezifiyo zethu khonapho
isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction umnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi
esithembisa ukuthi izulu lalonyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba umnyaka lo usiyaphela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe okunye njengakwengeza yikuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kukade likho khona okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuki asaza kwengezwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabelapha sezangezelwa asezaba maningi kulokhu akade yikho khona
lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe kubuvilibane edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakha leli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ayizigidi ezingamathumi amathathu 33 million cubic meters kodwa ukhansila kawa-13 eGwanda South umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udokudanisayo ukuthi akula lutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje
leliyani idamu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu umesiya sefikile lapho ezizabonakala sesiphila kahle hatshi eqinitusweni elihle akula lutho akula lutho sibili nezisebenzi sezizezaqunywa ezinye bezisebenzijane kuvela akula lutho sibili emanyange komile
amadamu amaningi esabelweni semathebeleni south ngasabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalo nyaka inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende uthi kusiyaphela umnyaka kulakho ukufa inkomo ezedlula izigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu Albert Ngube.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sise Plumtree esigabeni sakomadlambuzi. Sixoxa lo Johnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli kustudio 7. Umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyalenisenza izinqola lama window frame. Ungakuthi komadlambuzi lapana ngiyatholakala, madlambuzi center kumbe emkhomeni business center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uye phutsha, ungathi usebenzisa malini? Njalo nxa usuyithengisa, uyithengisa ngemali?
Imali engiyisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar. And mase ngithengisa, ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar.
Yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo?
Ingxaki ehlangana lazo kubhizinisi yokusilela kwepetroli, kusilela kwepetroli. And then ngiyabe ngilesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami ababe nesifiso sokuthi umsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina yesilelayo. Ngabe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube i-industry enkulu.
Wawufundela ngapha umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzubekwazi uzovuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi awuyenza ngendlela eyiyo. Inke ngiqale lapho ukuthi from ngisesephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla. But ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork. Ngabonisa uthando kuteacher uMr. Msengwa owayengifundisa uwoodwork. Wayelokho engifundisa izinto ze-woodwork, lokho engifundisa lokho ngaze ngayokuma kum-form 4 esifundweni sami. Nganilesifiso sokuthi ngiye kukhosi ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane. Angisaphumelelanga but lokho ngilwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi ngomsebenzi wezandla. Ngabona-ke ukuthi i-woodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uwuthole. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building, abe sengibona ukuthi ayi i-welding isenhlizweni yami ngicabange kuqala. Ngabe lokho ngizama ngabuyela futhi ku-Mr. Msengwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani, kuthiwa yini ma uyimesha uyimesha njani. Ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane, ngingena ku-YouTube lokho ngizama ukuthi ngibe le experience. Ngasuka lapho ngathenga insimbi zakudala lezimbheda lezi zazikhona ebantwini. Ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa, abantu bencoba lo bencoma lo msebenzi. Hayi ngabona ukuthi hayi akulanswaka kula bantu abasolayo. Ngabe lokho ngikhula kanjalo mbona lezi moto sezibuya kimi ngisekhaya kumadlambuzi kwapha. Abechisela bachisela abantu, abantu bekuye bebonge bethi hayi imsebenzi uyawuyenza. Lokho ngidinga experience. Ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela ngithi ngayenza into. Ngibabize ngithi hayi mafowethu ngicela ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kurungu ngaphi. Hayi bethi hayi kuhle. Lokho ngiqhubeka kanjalo. Lamanje ngingacabanga ukuyenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something. Ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisethe mbone ngibe lokho ngithole i-experience kwaphana. Yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi. Ikhosi ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso, but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zifitshane ngayihluleka, but manje sengile experience yakhona lo.
Abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo? Ngoba siyabona abanengi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa.
kwabasakhulayo njengami ababelesifiso sokuthi bengabe le mizamo yemisebenzi ezandla, kodwa belokho benjani besasendimeni le ndima yentshengo. Kuyabanzima ukuthi kube le mpumelelo ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyabukutholile uyabucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So ontshengo labo abalungayo
abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisapoti bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane, bengangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngiyosibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
The Voice of America.
Uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana uBusani Sibanda.
Senana masiko
wesenzi umandla
lo baba mkhulu
namasiko
babelo bola
usenzi umandla.
Ngibingelele baba unkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi uma ukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho nsindisiwa, ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi-answer, sicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko uma ibuya kumdali. Into eziwa continuously. For example, atekudala mandulo bekuthi uma isizwe silenkinga imvula kayinethi, isizwe siyempini siyahlaselwa, inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane esingayazi, kuyagulwa nje, kukhona nje into engahambi kahle. Bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo, inkosi yabo ibiyibheka le nkinga isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kwimboni. Yini imboni? Imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izele nyama lezwe lomoya, ophathiswe isibani sizwe, okhanyisile isizwe, ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu ideyithi exhumene lomdali. So lowo muntu bebesimabe inkosi idlulisela kuye, yena abese siyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Uma esiyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu, mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya, mhlawumbe nje ubona imvula kayinethi kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani izihlahla ezijaliswe ilizulu, dobha amathambo litshisa izidleko zabo thekwani tshisani. Liyana mpendulo uma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethe libe lisenza njalo, gawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula, ya mpendulo lena uma ibuya kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini, inkosi ibisisenza imbizwe ibiza isizwe ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every before imvula iqale kumele sigawule izihlahla sitshise senze 1 2 3 1 2 every, kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje, ilanga elinje yabo yazilwe lezi yisiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali, ebibuya kumdali through imboni, imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involve kulamasiko angapheli. So kusiba lamasiko ade senzekwa kwesikhathi esithile aphele kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye kubuye kuqala amasiko amasha, bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala ukhokho bethu kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy, bebengaziyeli kumdali. Babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu, inkosi yethu isidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya, yena lo ombathwe esidala udlulisela kumdali. Asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why ukhokho bethu kade be-powerful, very powerful. Kade besiyokulwa labantu abaphethe imbhobho, bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba, kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy futhi kade beyihloniphi hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokhu, sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni, sathi kumdali siyaziyela, asisalandeli yonke le hierarchy ebikhona, siziyelile kumdali. Yini elungayo? silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade besesatshwa ngezinye inhlanga. That's why izinye inhlanga zabuya zeza la ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful ilandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa lomdala. Thina salahlo kwethu salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilapha abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singu number last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyi number last yazo zonke inhlanga. Ngoba silahle indlela yethu ebisiphilisa indlela kade senzokhokho besatshwe ngezinye izizwe kade senzokhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni laswa singabantu abasoko sibonge
umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thande Kozinti Mkandla.
Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezishiyeneyo. Sizakhangela eBhayibhilini iTestamente elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminembili. Kufundeka kanje uLuke chapter 10 siqalise uverse 25. Bega kwase kusukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, mfundisi ngizakwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila obuphakade na? 26. Wathi kuso, kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27. Saphenda sathi, weyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28. Wayesethi kuso, uphendule kahle, yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo nokuqumbaqumba kwayo. Ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho, mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wayengu-professor of law, ngoba yizo izikhwica mfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo, kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi, ngingenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na? Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye ke basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu, emlinga njengoba ngisitsho, ukuthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa elokunaphakade. Khangela njani, wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazi mthetho okunaphakade, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abe sesikade kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje, ayihlabele impendulo, aqambe konke ngaphezu okokuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe namandla akhe ingqondo yakhe umphefumulo wakhe ngakho konke, aze athande lomakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. Impendulo kaJesu engiyithanda ithi, uphendule kahle, yenza lokhu uzawuphila. Nanga umuntu eyazi into okumele ayenze, uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolenga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle, yenza njalo uzawuphila. Ungabi nguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke Baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, silandele lokho utsho ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla, uEzra Chisa Sbanda uxoxa lowake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJuma Phiri. Okwamanje uPhiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu ele Arenal Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
UJuma Phiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali bake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhla ka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGampu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law Grade 5, Grade 7. Then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
UPhiri uthi ezemidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela esafunda eHamilton High School.
Ngangisenza ama sprints le high jump ngayiqala nge mistake if I may say. I was concentrating more on ama sprints. High jump at the time uXolani Mabhemoyo I fell sick and who I was master wethu asked me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Ngase ngirecruitwa iWanki Athletics Club who were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines. Ngihlale endlini kaPrize Ndlovu loMrs Ndlovu, and in my life they really played a big role.
Njengomuntu owayelesiphiwo emdlalweni etheneyo, uPhiri uthi wabona kungcono ukuthi aqinise kakhulu kumdlalo owodwa, wasekhetha oweqa oye high jump. Wekela ibhola lokugijima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but ama regional competitions. The extent of which one particular time I was the fifth best in Africa, Southern Region, as a high jumper.
UJuma wenza izimanga seqawa ngoba umncintiswano eminingi waze wangena la kwezwekazi le Africa.
I broke national record in Zimbabwe in 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215. And then a week later, broke it to 216. A record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, break after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sport.
Okumanje uJuma Phiri uSiphatha Mandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arenal Movers. Ngimele 7, igama lami nguEzra Jesus Banda.
Abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa oludumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mohulu. Sixoxele omunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza skopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
UMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe ocula ekwele South Africa. Anele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungami Linkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa yenau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.